All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. We're picking up page Mem Aleph. We left off. I know it's been a while since we learned the Chovos HaTalmidim, but we left off in the middle of the fourth chapter. So we're actually picking up today on the bottom of page Mem Aleph. So just, there should be, if anybody needs Svarim, there should be some Svarim on the table over here. So we'll say, just to reorient ourselves a little bit, In this particular chapter, so the Piagetzna is talking about, the title is Machlos Ha'atzlus V'Histrapus U'Trufasam. Literally, again, the illness or the malady of laziness, that's Atlus, and Histrapus. Histrapus, we translated, it was pointed out to me, I was incorrectly calling it lethargicness. Apparently, there's no such word as lethargicness, lethargy. Right, so good. I come to learn also. So lethargy. Supposed to say, remember again, the Piagetzna discussed the difference between these two things, between laziness and lethargy. Laziness, the Piagetzna explains, is a state where a person doesn't want to do anything. I just don't want to do anything. I want to be left alone. I don't want to be put upon. I don't want to be pushed into any kind of movement. Remember again, we spoke about the idea that even on a basic level, so mass is, the natural state of mass is to be at rest. So therefore again, I'm mass, I'm a human being, and therefore again, my natural state is to be at rest. That's atzlos. I don't want to do anything. What's Hisrapos, Rabosai? So Hisrapos is, even if at the end of the day I do something, I do it lethargically, right? I do it in a state of lethargy. I do it, but I drag myself to do it. I don't really do it with a full heart. I do what I have to do in order to get by. I do what I have to do in order to go ahead and check the box. I do what I have to do in order to fulfill my basic requirements. But at the end of the day, there's absolutely no intensity. There's no zrizos. There's no hislavos. There's no ava. I do what I have to do to get by. Those are the two states. If you remember again, so the Mechaber says, now so let's pick up with that. So again, that reorients us. With that, let's pick up the bottom of page Mem Aleph. V'hinei, af shemachalos ha'atzlos yoseh gruhi min ha'strapos. So therefore, it says in the Chaber, we know that although on one hand, if you were to ask which is worse, atzlos or hisrapos, we would say, of course, atzlos, because at least in the state of hisrapos, at least in the state of lethargy, I'm still doing what it is that I'm supposed to be doing, right? I'm still fulfilling my obligations. It's true, I'm doing it lethargically, and it's true, I'm doing it half-heartedly, but at least lemaisa, I'm doing something. Masha'inkin, with atzlos, I'm doing absolutely nothing. So okay, so that we would all agree with. And I will say, as someone in the shiur, I don't remember who pointed this out, but you know, even when a person does things in a state of hisrapus, in a state of lethargy, so at least one could say shalo lishma balishma, right? I might not be doing things correctly, but at least I'm engaged. At least I'm doing. Masha'inkin, when there is atzlos, so mamish, I'm doing nothing. So therefore, it says in the Chaber, bottom of page Memalef, vihine. See, even though we know that the malady of laziness is worse than lethargy, mikom akum, this is amazing. Yiksha yosra lerape esamisrape me'asher sa'atza. So listen to this. Even though we would all agree that atzlos, laziness, is worse than lethargy, than esrapos, but says the Mechaber, it is clear that it is more difficult to go ahead and heal lethargy than it is to heal laziness. Why is this? He says, Kilomar, get ready for this. Nar ha'atzo. Remember, you know, we'll say, so let's say you take a young man, which is all of us, who might be lazy, right? We're all young men, right? So nar ha'atzo. If you have a young man who's lazy, imrak yirtzelo, yishlo yoser emtsar maharchik me'atzmas midas ha'atzlos. Well, so let's say you have a young man, and this particular young man in question is suffering from the machala of laziness. There are many more tools to help a person with laziness than there is with lethargy, right? How so? Watch this. He says, "Ki ba'odo bi yeshiva, gam aviv, gam hamalame, gam isua lavavodo, muchrochu lahashkim baboker v'lavo bizman akavoli yeshiva." Mukhrach Hulilmot, page Membeis. Mukhrach Hulilmot. Sikum Kazev, Kazev, Chal Shabu Akadome. Va'al Yedeze, Yochel Hulis, Ragel Sholis, Atzel Gan Kashi Yibdas. Well, so it's actually very interesting. So let's say, take a young man who's in yeshiva, suffering from laziness. Okay, Atzlos. There are many mechanisms and tools to help cure him of that laziness. What are the mechanisms and tools to help cure him from his laziness? Number one, the belt, right? So I know, really, right? His father. He says his father. So what does that mean? So the kid says, again, we're just going to use the Piaget as a deal for just a moment, right? The kid says, I want to stay in bed. And the father says, no, you have to get up, right? Or when he gets to yeshiva, the Rebbe says, you have to learn X amount, that you have to do this. Meaning, there are built-in mechanisms that help to fight laziness. And that's, again, now obviously, as we're going to discuss, at some point in time, the student has to be willful, right? The student has to be willful. The truth is, there are tools to help combat laziness if the student wants to combat the laziness. But lamaisa, again, if the student has some level of ratzon between the father, between the Rebbe, there are multiple ways in which you motivate the student. We'll say, fast forward this a little bit. Ultimately, again, to an adult. So at the end of the day, as an adult, I might suffer from laziness. But one thing is clear, which is what I will say, it's an unsustainable model for an adult. Meaning at some point in time, when I have to get my act together, I can't stay in bed all day, I can't sit on the couch all day, I could do that maybe for a weekend, I could do that maybe for a couple of days, but I can't do it for a lifetime. By definition, because there are expectations, there may be a spouse, there may be dependent children, there may be an employer. At the end of the day, I'm going to have to get my act together and kind of transcend my laziness. Again, obviously, there has to be a will. If there's no will, then of course I could spend my life in a state of laziness as well. We'll say, watch this. Page Mem Beis, first complete paragraph. Masha'inkin ha-misrapeh. And we'll say, this is different than a person who suffers from lethargy. What happens with lethargy? Imhu be'etzem misrapeh. Osha ha'isabo midas ha'atzlus. V'richa ka mimenu. B'nishar be'hisrapus. Kasha lo lehitare mimeno. See, Rabosai, lethargy is much more complicated. Why? Because with lethargy, if a person is lethargic, you can actually get by in life by being lethargic. Right? You can actually get by. And Rabosai, by the way, we're not talking about just like a person who's just feels tired. Right? We're talking about like much more like the emotional state of lethargicness, of lethargy. I'm sorry, he's saying lethargicness, of lethargy, right? So we'll say, see, with lethargy, it's much more complicated, because at the end of the day, you can get by in life by being lethargic. You can get by in life, ultimately, again, without this resource and without this lavos. How? He says, listen to this. He says, ki kishamach, ki gam kishamashkim, gam kishoved, hakol v'strapos v'shitchius, hein b'limudo, Well, listen to this. Because when a person approaches his life in a state of what the Mechaber calls hisrapus, what we call lethargy, so we'll say, so what happens? What happens? So the truth is, I get by. I'm davening. What's the difference, about say? What's the difference? The difference is, it's superficial and totally unmoving. Right? I'm simply going through the motions. You understand how profound this is? There are people who live their entire life in a state of hisrapus, in a state of lethargy. Everything is superficial. Everything is done with the bare minimum to get by. Right? My life relationships. I give the most basic amount I have to give in order for my relationships not to fail. Not to fail. That's the metric of success. My marriage is not failing. My relationship with my children is not failing. I'm not giving of myself. I'm giving what I have to give in order to keep the relationship afloat. In my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do what I have to do. I'm not a bad person. Chas v'shalom. Not only that, I'm really living up to my expectations. I'm doing it. I'm davening 3 times a day. I'm putting on the tefillin. I'm doing mitzvahs. But again, there's no depth. There's absolutely no depth to it. I'm doing what I have to do in order to get by, but I'm living a lethargic life. So we'll say, and now you understand, the Mechaber says, this is why, although atzlos, laziness, is worse than hisrapos, is worse than lethargy, lethargy is much more difficult to cure than laziness. Because you see, I will say, laziness is a clearly identifiable midah that you can't sustain it. You can't be lazy through. I mean, you can be lazy throughout your life, but the failure is going to be so abysmal and so apparent that at some point in time you're going to have to give yourself the little kick in order to go ahead and move. When you're younger, there are other people who give you the kick, but at a certain point you have to. But if Shabbos Rabosai, you can actually get through life in a lethargic state. What's the raya? What's the proof to that? Most people do. Right? That's the raya. I was like, that's the raya, right? Show up to any workplace. Show up to any workplace. And I guarantee you, the majority of people are what do they call it? Clock punchers? Clock punchers, is that the right term? Right? Time card punchers. Clock punchers sounds so much better. Right? Right? The idea is get in, get out. Get in, get out. Do what you have to do. Right? Check the boxes, fulfill the basic requirements, and get out. And I will say, it's not just at work. So many people are like that through life. What do I have to do in order to get by? In my Yiddishkeit, what do I have to do in order to get by? Again, I will say, I want to point out, that is an accomplishment. Because the truth is, you can also check out on totality. There's something to be said, even for just being the time card puncher. At least it's something. It's a great place to start. Nebuch, it's a horrible place to end. That says the Mechaber, that hisrapos, that lethargy, it plagues us in so much life. Let's just finish this paragraph. He says, Kishabal garish eza midara mikirbo. Lo yedaktik, lo yedaktik l'shari shacharel. Bosa, listen to this. If a person is suffering from lethargy, then what happens? I have a negative midah. Well, so we all have negative midos that I have to purge. So we know that if you want to purge a negative midah, what do you have to do? We'll say, I remember we spoke about this last time. It's not enough just like purging negative midos, we'll say, is like weeding your garden. In order to fully weed your garden, what do you have to do? You have to get it out at the roots. If you just pull out the top of the weed, give it a few days and the weed will be back. It's the same thing in negative midos. If you want to get rid of negative midos, you have to get to the root. The problem is, if I suffer from lethargy, I don't get to the root of any problem. I'll go ahead and I'll deal with it on a superficial, very surface level. But I'm not willing to dig down. That's too much work. That's too much effort. B'tfilah, lo yis'ameis l'chavim be'er shamilos. In davening. I'll daven, but I'm not going to push myself to actually understand what I'm saying. Ki rak b'shitrius u'bekalus rots, because the most say, shitrius means superficiality. I'm good with superficiality and the easy road. V'noach lo yoser laharher b'shtuyos meshal etzamtzei mismocho v'libo l'chavein es adram shemadar b'lifnei adon olam. And I'm going to say, truth is, it's easier just to let my mind wander, just to go ahead and think about other things. I'm davening, I'm doing what I have to do, but it's easier not to go ahead and delve too deep into whatever it is that I'm doing. And it's easier to allow myself to get distracted than it is to go ahead, I will say, and deal with real serious life matters. This, says the Mechaber, ultimately is the incredible challenge of Hisrapos, of a superficial lethargic life. Well, so we have to stop over here for today. We'll see in Yiratz Hashem how to, now that we've named the demon, we've addressed what the core issue is, in Yiratz Hashem, we'll see tomorrow how to address it. Shkoyach.